Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How are you?
Well, I'm fantastic. How about yourself?
I've never been better.
Good, good. Good to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, young man?
Good.
Good. Everyone's good. Everyone's great.
You got a new Broncho shirt?
Yeah, Brooke got me this for Christmas.
Oh, it looks good on you.
Thanks. Not, you know, a lot to talk about that I could rip off from the, what's the next channel called? FS1 today, because it's all basketball. I don't understand why Laszlo doesn't like basketball. I don't get it. Do you like March Madness, though, don't you?
I watch it, for sure.
But do you, are you like, do you have a team, like number one overall?
Well,
I
root for Michigan, but they were 8-20 this year, so they're not going to be in it.
Oh, it's just because they're not as good. Okay. I thought that there was some reason that you weren't a huge Michigan basketball fan, but maybe it's just because you're not a big basketball. You had to have been a basketball fan when you were a kid.
Not
you
really.
Loved sports.
It's always been like my least favorite sport.
Lower than hockey.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think it's just because were the Pistons not awesome when you were little? Okay. Yeah, I was trying to do the math there.
Yeah.
I think that it would have been somewhere around that time.
No kid. 80s.
That was probably Spencer's favorite sport for a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, college basketball.
Yeah. Falling on athletic.
Well, I'm not saying to play. Did you play sports?
I did, yeah.
You had to play basketball.
I played a lot of basketball.
He's tall, and I mean, on athletic, I was just kidding, but he's tall and athletic.
Yeah.
I mean, and he's a KU fan. Like, KU is known for having tall, and I mean, unathletic in a sense compared to LeBron.
Sure.
Tall, unathletic white guys who can rebound and put the ball right back up. That's
KU's bread and butter.
Yeah, they've always had it.
I grew up going to KU basketball camp.
I get, and you're like looking at him as one of the tallest kids. You're like, I could play here. This is what they need. They love tall white guys.
Yeah, I went when Roy Williams was coach.
Snoke, on something you may not know about me, I went to KU basketball camp.
Did you really?
Actually, I don't know if it was KU basketball camp. Yeah, I went to basketball camp with, and it was done by KU players. But it was done in Missouri, so it couldn't have been KU basketball camp. But I remember the player's name.
We stayed at the dorms.
Yeah, that sounds more like actual KU basketball camp. But this was done by KU players, and I remember one of the players' names was Patrick Ritchie, I think, was his name. Because I asked for his autograph.
Oh, Patty Ritchie.
Yeah. You'd have to look him up. But
You think I'm not doing that right now?
Because I probably got the name wrong, but I'm pretty sure that was him. My friend and I both.
Yeah, Patrick Ritchie, KU.
There you go. So he was... he was like the main, I don't know, coach or whatever. I don't remember much about it, but I know I did it.
Like, tall white guy.
Yeah, he was a white guy.
I went when it was like Kirk Heinrich, Nick Collison, Jeff Boshi.
White guys.
Okay. It's maybe a little more familiar names. Yeah, but I remember him teaching us about
maybe.
Shooting free throws.
Because Patrick Ritchie,
Wayne Simeon was a
maybe
freshman.
He did it himself. Because he's from Lee Summit, Missouri.
Oh, so that makes sense. Okay, so maybe that's why
there
he was doing
go.
It. So
he
it probably
went to Lee
was,
Summit High.
So it was probably a Lee Summit basketball camp with a KU player. I just remember thinking, like, the fact that it's being taught by this KU guy seems, so, you know, somewhat odd. Because, you know, not that there weren't KU fans around in Missouri. There certainly were. But there's a bit of a rivalry. But I also, I was too young to probably think about it too much. I just
Patrick
knew that he
Ritchie
was,
played 124 games. Not bad. Averaged 5 points per game.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a tall white guy.
Yep.
Yeah. And then he helped old Flicker Flagger on his free throw, on his release.
That's what Kirk Heinrich taught me free throw.
Yeah, it was all about form, he said. About form. We want to work on form. And we had to, you know, practice shooting with no ball. And then you get the ball and you're not actually shooting towards
Kirk
the hoop,
did
right?
For
you're
me,
just
yeah.
spinning the ball.
Same
yeah.
thing.
Probably some sort of.
We played knockout a bunch.
Probably from some sort of a booklet. I don't know. Lazlo coached a lot of Little League. I'm sure there's books
I don't know much
that say,
about
like,
basketball.
Follow this. I just mean Little League in general. There's probably books that say, like, just do this and then do
like
this.
Like, for shooting, it's like, I see cookies.
Okay.
I see cookies.
Lots of acronyms.
Right.
Yeah, we had beef. Then, bend, elbows, eyes, follow through.
Right. That cookie thing is that. That's a,
get the
cookie
out of the cookie jar. I remember that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I think they said that, too.
There
yeah.
you go.
Yeah. That same website that said Kansas City is one of the happiest cities in America.
It didn't say that.
And Overland Park said both of them.
It said Kansas City is one of the saddest cities in America.
No, it was on a list of happiest cities. We've been over
at
and over
the
and over
bottom of it.
It was further down than Overland Park, yeah. But that same
170 spots.
That same website I saw today did best cities for college basketball fans because it's March, right? So when does March Madness start?
Kind of like the last 2 weeks of March.
Yeah, because they still got to do the Big 12 tournament,
like the national championship. Yeah.
Okay. Well, so who do you think the best, or what do you think the best city is, rather, for college basketball fans in 2024? Mm-hmm. Number one overall. They said Los Angeles, California. I guess Los Angeles is probably the best city for a lot of things. You know, I don't know. I figured, I thought it was going to be some town that's like, you know, revolved around college basketball.
Like
that was its
like
thing.
Lawrence.
But, yeah, exactly. They go L.A., then Philadelphia.
Okay.
I don't know anything about colleges or but college basketball. Then Storrs, Connecticut.
Okay. Maybe UConn's there.
That's number three. Then Durham, North Carolina. Okay. Mm-hmm. That makes some sense.
Yep.
Then Lexington, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
We've completed the top five.
Blue Bloods.
Lawrence is number six on the list. Then East Lansing, Michigan. Is that Michigan State?
It is.
And that's your rival?
Yeah.
Well,
sort of.
Like little brother.
No,
yeah,
like
but in basketball
right?
they're good.
Okay, yeah, well, yeah.
Basketball they're good.
But they do play each other, and they don't like it. Right,
yeah, they
they're
don't
rivals.
Like each other, yeah,
okay. Then Chapel Hill, North Carolina,
sure.
Boston, and New York, number 10.
Well, there you go.
So there you go. Fayetteville, my brother's old town there. That school that I tried to root for a while.
Arkansas.
Yeah, Arkansas, the 14th. We nice. Broke into their basketball museum there one time. I think I told you that story, but my brother wanted to give us a tour of, you know, like the campus, and it was a weekend. So it was me, my dad, and my brother. And we go, we just kind of were looking for an open door, and the arena was, like, unlocked.
Mm-hmm.
So we walked in the arena, and my brother just sort of walked. There was nobody there. The lights are off, but he's walking us around, and we're looking in. We can see the basketball court and everything. It was basketball season, I think, at the time, so you could see it was all set up. I believe they had a guy playing at the time that they had a nickname. His name was, like, Kirby or something like that. Remember that guy?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That was a big start at the time. But then we wandered downstairs, and there's, like, you know, a Hall of Fame area.
Mm.
All the trophies and everything behind glass. And so we...
Was it empty?
We go to walk in. There's nobody down there.
And nobody in the Hall of Fame?
We didn't see it. No. There were lots of trophies. I don't know what they said on them. They might have been, you know, participation awards. But we walked in there, and these alarms start going off. My dad panicked. My brother panicked. There were, like, lights flashing and alarms going off. So we ran out of the, you know, ran back towards the exit, opened the doors, and then as soon as we got to, you know, outside, we tried to slow our pace down, just like in the movies, to a walk, and here come the security guards running in. And it was, you know, I felt like that was the closest thing to breaking the rules that I ever did with my old man, you know.
I mean, I get why you wanted to get out there or whatever, but you could also be like, the door is open.
I know, but I think we kind of, I felt like we knew we weren't supposed to be in there.
Right.
You know what? There was a door that was unlocked that let us get in there, so I don't know. Anyway, I guess March Madness is a long ways from now, so really no reason to be talking about college basketball. But I think you should give me a little pat on the back for the Patrick Ritchie, because
Patty Ritchie.
That's pretty good recall, and I don't know that a lot of people you know, remember him.
Remember him.
I mean, his family and stuff, I'm sure.
Well, I don't know if he's dead.
No. I'm saying, like, you know, I'm sure they're quite like proud of him. I'm just saying,
basically
in
pronounced
general,
him dead and
no,
maybe
no.
his family. I'm saying, he could be dead. I have no idea.
You ask someone like me to name a KU player from the past.
I'm
going
to ask him to come
past.
On the show.
Yeah, see if he'll come on.
Get in touch with Patrick Ritchie.
I'm on it.
Yeah, but then coming
well,
up.
He says he's on, he's not doing
if
it.
He's not already on
he's gotta be on
Twitch stream. He might be chatting with us right now. Just take a look, and Twitch, help us out, because, you know, we could use your help with things like this. But coming up, I do want to talk to Laszlo about your or our documentary that we watched last night. Did you finish it, Laszlo? Did you watch the
I
whole
did,
thing?
I think, yeah.
Okay, it was long, wasn't it? I mean, it was good, but it felt kind of long, right?
I don't even remember it right now, so you...
Well, then I'll refresh your memory.
Yes, I really don't. Like, I know I watched it.
Yeah, we were texting each other about
and
it.
And I don't... Well, I texted you, you finished the first episode, you never texted me back.
I did. My phone did
You're
die, but I texted you until...
Friend,
whoa,
man.
Jesus! My phone died.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo, what's going on, kid?
So you remember this documentary?
I do now.
I think it came out yesterday or night before, or whatever. It's called The Program, not to be confused with the '90s football classic.
Which was classic.
Yes. No. This is on Netflix. It's about boarding schools.
Yes.
Like we've heard, and Snow Cone mentioned Hell Camp. It is like Hell Camp, except this one is about one of the boarding schools. But they mentioned Snow Cone. Those. Camp things, mm-hmm. like Hell Camp. I don't remember if Hell Camp was owned by the same company that this documentary focused on, because
they really
focused on this one particular company. They did say that this company, or at least their offshoots, some of these guys that went and started their own things, do have some camps now.
Yes.
So I don't remember if
to
it
cut
was,
the overhead even more.
Yeah, because why pay for a
building,
and all that stuff when you can just send them into the woods? And they, I think they said to eat lizards, right? So this girl who had been sent to one of these schools, she's been working on this documentary for like 10 years. I guess she went and moved to L.A. and went to film school, and seemed to me like she had decided she wanted to do this documentary a long time ago. Like, she's always wanted to do it, and she'd been working on it for a very long time. And I would say she did a very good job. If I had any criticism at all, I saw someone on Twitch said that they liked Hell Camp better. I think there was a point where I was like, man, you can end this now. It felt like towards the end, it felt like it was dragging a little bit. But I think she managed to at least a few times when I thought, I think you've pretty much covered it all. She would find someone else. Or,
hey,
you know, I found the brother of the owner of this. But these schools, we've heard about these in the news. This is like what Paris Hilton did.
And
the
it was
big
a really
against.
Big, I don't know if it's such a big deal now, but it was a really big deal in like the 90s.
Well, in the two, like she was there in, I think, 2005 and 2004, 2005.
Look, but...
I think 2004 or 2005, or maybe both, a little bit of both of those years. She was there, what did she say, 15 months?
Yeah.
Something like that. But these schools sold themselves to parents as boarding schools.
I mean, they even said, like, you know, these things really caught on with Nancy Reagan's Just Say No.
Mm.
You know, tough love. They had pictures of Nancy.
Yeah. And we interviewed a woman years ago on the show whose brother was sent to one of these type of schools,
right,
using the air quotes, like in the Dominican, because that was a big issue, too, that a lot of these schools were, you know, outside of the U.S., so that they really didn't have to worry about any type of oversight. But it seemed like these schools in the United States weren't worried about too much oversight anyway, because there's really not a lot of laws, or there weren't a lot of laws regulating them.
Yeah, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs.
That was the
WASPs.
Name of this company. Yeah, WASPs. And they owned a lot of schools. I don't know how many today, but they owned a lot of these boarding schools.
What do you do if your child gets caught in a cycle of self-destructive or even dangerous behavior? Some desperate parents are having their children abducted, taken against their will to a behavior modification program.
The reality is torture of children.
I got here at 3 a.m, and they said I was not allowed to talk anymore, and you can never leave.
They were being treated like prisoners.
I had never done drugs in my entire life, but in order for me to graduate, I had to confess to using heroin, crack, cocaine, LSD.
They dehumanize the kids, that these kids are liars and manipulators. They use that to create compliance.
It's pretty incredible that she managed to get a hold of old security footage from these schools.
Well, she...
All the files. Yeah. She just broke into the
but
old building.
But the crazy
building.
Thing, she broke into the old building. It was all still there.
Just piles
like
of
that's,
stuff.
Like that's, I mean, how lucky.
I know.
Because usually, I mean, they cleaned, there was like
I can't
cameras.
I wouldn't have burned that
right.
stuff or taken, you know, at least thrown it
just
away.
All the files and everything just laying on floors that she could go through and read. Like, it was crazy.
If you watch the trailer, you'll see her standing in a hallway literally on top of piles of these files and the computers that were all left in place and everything else. And it looked like the doors were just kind of unsecured, and she just walked right in and was able to snoop around. And it looked like some other people had been there before her, graffitiing walls. Some of these people presumably had gone to school there because they knew some of the stuff written on the walls said things like,
right.
You know, you abused children, you stole our dreams, you know, get out while you can.
I also wondered if they
did that.
They
might have done that. Yeah, right, I thought that too. They might have done that.
For a fact, and it looked good. I didn't know.
Yeah, it's totally possible. I wondered the same thing. But the accusations are pretty serious, and it's the same stuff that Paris Hilton talked about when she started her whole campaign a couple of years ago, right. Saying that she was
basically these schools, like, you know, your parents call and they're like, you know, my kid is a jackass.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right, well, we can help with that. We can fix it. You know, we'll come grab him in the middle of the night, cuff him up, put him in this van. You know, it'll scare the hell out of him. And then we'll bring him to this school, and we'll straighten him out. And usually most kids are out of here in 15 months or so, right? And that's what they sell the parents on.
Yeah, and they have these nice promotional videos showing the kids walking around campus, doing activities, all of these different things that these former students said none of that happened.
No, right.
The only pictures that we took where we were smiling were all forced and done for promotions for the school so that they would have something to send our parents. They said they faked a prom or faked a dance.
No,
at one
point. She said they had them.
Yeah, well, she said that they did it as a photo opportunity.
They would do it all in one day, and then one guy would come out and take pictures of that one day of fun.
And going back and talking, she goes back and finds some of these adults who worked at these schools that she's accused of doing pretty horrendous things. And then, of course, you start to wonder, were all of these people bad people? Or is it the psychology of, like, you know, of course they bring up the Stanford prison experiment.
Right.
Is it something where you go in there and they said these schools are almost always built in towns where there's a lot of poverty, not a lot of jobs, and they immediately become the number one employer.
Right.
That way, if anyone speaks out against it, the city will say, well, don't speak out against it because they're the biggest employer in town now. We don't want to lose the school. 80% of the
Which
jobs
was interesting because they are always in small towns. I never put that together. In my dumb mind, I always just thought,
going rural, somewhere nice.
And I also thought, I mean, even as a kid when my dad was threatening to send me these things, I thought, well, it's in rural Ohio because they can buy a bunch of land for cheap.
Right.
And they just keep these, you know, these 1,500 kids away from other people. That's what I thought.
It's like summer camp.
Right. It's like a secluded thing where, you know, if they did it in New York City, we'd probably be able to run away.
Yeah. And the woman who made the documentary said that Utah is the biggest problem state, I guess. They have
because
the
they
most
give a bunch of money
schools.
To Romney.
It's weird. Yeah, they said follow the money. You could see all the Republican donations.
Romney.
Yeah, that this family or this guy who owns this WASP company.
Right.
Not that his company is the only one, but it's the one that they focus on. And by the end of this thing, I'll tell you, Laszlo, the thing that surprised me the most is, you know, she's grown up now. She's making this documentary, and she calls one of these newer schools and pretends like she's interested in sending her kid there. And this is a school that's specifically for adopted kids.
Yes.
Troubled adopted children. So she calls and pretends like she's got an adopted kid and the kid's troubled. She finds out while on the phone that
they'll
come snatch the kid, but also, did you get your kid from foster care, from the foster care system? Yes, I did. Oh, okay. Well, then this won't cost you any money.
Right.
Because the government will pay.
That's unbelievable.
So not only are you totally upset at this point that over all the course of all these years, they haven't found a way to regulate these schools or have some oversight over these schools, but now you find out that these schools, and I'm saying schools very loosely here, they figured out how to get government money to pay for these things. That's why, presumably, this person started a school specifically for adopted kids, is because he knows that there are grants that he can use where the government will pay the tuition. And the tuition for these schools, they put up a graph at one point where they showed the annual tuition. And like at the school that she went to, they showed it being higher than Harvard.
Yeah.
So they talk about how much money these schools
are
making.
One girl went back and she could see what her dad paid.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, because they had all the paperwork, and it was like $176,000 he paid for her to be there. And I know they were all pissed and hated their parents. And I get it. I totally get it. Your parents abandoned you, right? They gave up on you. But at $176,000, they had to think they were helping you.
Or they're rich.
Right. But they still, even at $176,000, they had to think they were helping you to some degree, right?
I think a lot of these parents certainly did. I mean, these parents talk about being manipulated, that they were tricked. They thought that these kids, and when their kids would send letters saying, hey, we're not allowed to talk, they didn't think, like, they're not allowed to speak ever. They thought, like, oh, they're not allowed to talk at lunch or something.
Right,
she's upset about that. Never dreamed that they were locked inside the school sleeping on a mattress on the floor.
You know, that makes sense to me. Like, hey, we're not allowed to talk. I guess if I was a parent, I'd be like, okay.
Right. You're
like, what, during class and everything else? Like, you know, yeah, we're bare. But, you're, I mean, I wouldn't think. I also wouldn't think you're not allowed to talk 24 hours a day.
Right.
I would just think she's saying, we can't even talk to each other. Okay.
Yeah. Because you've seen the promotional videos.
Right. Well, you when know you went to regular school, they said all you did was talk. So right, maybe this exactly. is good. Like, I can see it. I
maybe
can see the parents being duped.
Yeah. And this girl's saying that at her school, at least, the kids were sleeping on mattresses on the floor in the hallway. That the kids, a lot of them had to sleep with their arms above their
because
heads.
Because they were threatening suicide.
Threatening suicide. So there's adults watching them at all times. And that multiple kids are now adults who had gone to these different institutions said they were locked in rooms.
I thought it was good, and I certainly thought, like, okay, that makes sense. Like, my dad threatened to send me to military school in Ohio. I remember I came home and the pamphlet was on the kitchen table.
Yeah.
Like, what's the big idea?
Right.
I'll
just join the military then.
Well, no, I was like 14 at the time, 15, and I mean, I knew then what to say. I was like, fine. And then my dad was like, good. And then, you know, my mom was upset.
Right.
And I was like, oh, I mean, you know, good. And then he was like, well, you know, you'll come home in the summer and holidays. And then as soon as I just said, no, I won't.
Boom.
And he was like, what? And then my mom was like, what? I'm like, hey, look, if you guys don't want me here, then you don't want me here. I just don't get to come home for Christmas vacation.
Good response.
Not interested. And my mom was like, that's it.
Not sending
He's
him.
Not going.
Yeah.
He's not going.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'll just stay there for Christmas. What do I care?
Yeah. Well, didn't you, as you were watching this, think, like, would my parents ever send me to one of
my parents would have.
Well, you think so, though, with, like, don't you think,
absolutely.
I don't know, I think my mom would have wanted a little more contact or a little bit more information about what was going on. She's real protective of us.
No, I think, I mean, when I'm watching that and the pamphlets that they sent out and the way they were to take people into certain places in the school, and I think they could have said, I think they could have manipulated my parents. Be like,
sure,
you can't talk to them that much. Do you want us to fix them or do you want to coddle them like what you've been doing?
Yeah.
So that they can just keep doing the same stuff. I feel like my dad could have told my mom, but we have to follow the program.
Yeah.
We're doing it for them. Yes. And I believe my dad would have bought in.
Yeah.
My dad would have been that guy. He's like, I thought they were turning you into a better kid because we didn't know how to do it. I absolutely think they could have
bought
in.
And the employees at the school are certainly selling it to them. To me, one of the most interesting things, I mean, look, the abuse and everything, it's all abhorrent. And I can't believe that there's still not more regulation over these institutions. Just do it. Just pass a law already. I don't know who that guy was, that senator she was talking to at the end from Utah. I assume he's a Republican. Maybe not. But it's like, do something about it. They had congressional hearings in like 2008 or 2009 about this.
Just
they know it's
it.
A problem. Pass something. But the fact that these kids were having graduations and getting these degrees only to find out that they weren't degrees at all.
At all.
Because they weren't really learning anything.
It was like
there was
getting
no classes.
A high school diploma from Missouri.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
But
okay.
Being honest, that's what it was, right?
You just threw the whole state, right? I know what you mean. You're saying if you went to an unaccredited school district.
That's what it was. It's just a diploma from the school, but when you go to get it transferred to college, or you're like, hey, I went here, they're like, yeah, that doesn't count.
Yeah. And actually, I don't know. I mean, they were saying, what was it, the Attorney General of New York, right? Was that the guy that was being interviewed? Because he had busted some of this up or found some of the stuff out and said that, you know, the learning that they did, which she had already explained a little bit, they would do a little bit of learning on computers that was this like Christian homeschool software that they did a little bit of, but not much.
Mm-mm.
And that was it. That was all they did. There was no actual teachers teaching any types
of classes.
No,
accredited teachers.
No, and there's like no, yeah, that's right. There's nobody working there.
I think one went to school to be a teacher.
A degree in teaching. But most of the people that got jobs there, they just came in and said, can I have a job? And they said, sure.
Sure. Don't let them look at each other.
You can be the principal. We don't care.
right.
And then you look at how much money these guys made.
Man.
And so then the last
made
question.
Made me want to open one.
Exactly.
This is what
Could
I thought.
Could you sleep at night with that much money?
Okay, so here, I give you like a big overview. They come. I wish they would have went into what these kids did to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how bad did these kids have to be? I know because they went into it a little bit with some of the kids, but not much.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly not all of them. So I would have been like, how far did you have to press your parents for them to find this? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How bad were you? Did you skip school a couple times? And I mean, because, wow. Or were you getting drunk, taking out the car and wrecking it and, you know, threatening to kill your sister with a knife? Like, who are the kids that are going? I would have liked to have seen more of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that would matter.
Mm.
You know, it wouldn't. Like my dad wouldn't have sent me if I.
Well,
if
how
I
you
had,
feel about the parents?
If I had all A's and B's and then just skipped school, he would have been like, whatever. But he thought about it after I was failing every class and not going to school at all and had 52 straight absences and he couldn't get me to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's when he thought, like, I'll send you somewhere where you have to stay.
Right.
I understand that. So what was it with these kids, mm-hmm. right? Because I thought that would have really kind of shaped why the parents did what they did mm-hmm. instead of – they really kind of made the parents look out to be bad people.
Yeah, and her and she's talking about, like, drinking a Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Right,
and like
yeah.
That.
And I went, oh, yeah, I went because I drank – and I mean, did you always just drink – that
right.
was it? One Mike's
was
Hard
Was that
lemonade?
Your drink of choice or you sipped one
right.
or what? She's trying to make
what
it sound
happened?
Like she's drunk.
Yeah.
Right. And then her
and
mom had died, and so dad was, you know, worried and overwhelmed.
Right.
Being
and
a
had a
parent.
Mean stepmom or something. Yeah. I'm like, all right. All that could be true, and if it's true, then, yeah, I wouldn't forgive them. I wouldn't forgive them if the school was good.
Right.
Right?
It's too
like,
much. No,
right.
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
But,
you know, like I said, if you were, you know, standing over them with a knife.
In the middle of the night.
Right.
Yeah.
Then,
yeah.
like, maybe they're like, well, I don't know what to do. So I thought they could have gone into that. But more than that, if this guy clearly does not care.
The guy who owns it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
About making the kids better.
No.
Right? I mean, we can all... Yeah. That's a fact. He doesn't
mm-hmm.
care. So he's just being horribly mean.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, why?
I know. Spend a little bit of that. You're making so much money.
Not even... No.
You're so rich. Spend a little bit of money on them.
No. Not even that. When they get there, be like, hey, I don't care. You guys are all troublemakers. Right? Hang out. Have fun. There's Mike's Hard Lemonade in the fridge. Who cares?
I guess. But,
like, you could,
yeah.
you could,
you don't have to,
right,
you don't have to be a
psycho.
You
didn't have to be mean.
Yeah.
You could have been overly nice.
Yeah.
Like, your parents sent you here. Cool.
Yeah.
They don't get any trouble.
Right.
There is no trouble here. Have fun. Relax. Whatever. Because I don't care about making you better. And you could just be like, what I think you guys need, you could make it like a hippie thing. What you guys need is more free reign.
Well, that's kind of like the hell camp, right? You know, sort of.
But I'm saying, but no, but really.
But without the hell. Yeah, without the hell. Yeah.
So here's what happens. You get up in the morning, and, you know, we have a gym class. Okay. Because your parents are going to see you, and, you know, we can't all just be eating cupcakes all day.
Right.
They'll know.
Right.
So we're going to work out in the morning. Yeah, kind of a drag, but we're going to go ahead and do it.
Yeah, just do a little bit.
Yeah, we're going to work out for like an hour. Okay. And then after that, whatever.
Well, it's like they said they're spending $4 a day on their food.
Yeah, yeah, food's going
to
be good.
Well, then spend $15. You made
right.
this much money. Why
right.
abuse them and torture them to that extent? Instead of, I understand you're saying, look, do I really want to put together a real school with real teachers and get these schools accredited? Yes, I could make a profit because I'm charging more than Harvard, so I think you'd have to be able to make a profit. But it would be
right.
such a... I don't know how to run a school,
right.
so I understand that. So then just at least, you know, stop feeding them insects and making them sleep on the
right.
floor or whatever, and just give them a little better accommodations, and maybe they don't make a documentary about you 10 years later, right?
But also be like, free reign!
Yeah.
Because... we don't care about making you better. And now, if I really wanted to make it a school that made you better, then it'd have to be like a boarding school in Switzerland that rich people go to and they check in.
Right.
We ain't doing that.
Right.
Right?
He's clearly not interested in running a business
No, no, no. That's too expensive, and I'm not doing that. So we're going to work out. We're going to learn a little bit. I don't want to do a lot. Like, you know, every Wednesday you got to learn some school stuff. And you write a paper on the Civil War. So it's not a big deal. Look. Relax about that. It's going to be fine. The rest of the time, you know, I'm not saying Mike's Hard Lemonade is in the refrigerator, but... and, you know, chill out. Have fun. Hey, you know what? We may even get crazy. You know, depending on how many kids are here, we make a football team and play some of these other teams in football.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, but it's easy. Don't worry about it. And you're going to do 15 months here. It's going to be the easiest time in your life. And, you know, whatever. Tell your parents. Don't tell your parents.
Right.
Don't care.
Right.
But yeah, I'm gonna tell you that you're not going to tell your parents because you don't want to go back to regular school.
Right.
And you're not doing anything here. Literally nothing.
Well, you're a parent, would you let your kid, no matter how, what kind of trouble you got into, you got to a point where you felt like, I'm at my wit's end, I have to send him somewhere. Would you let your kid go that long without you being able to check in on him, without being able to personally see the facility and see how he's doing and go visit him? Would you allow that?
Again, it goes back to what I said about before. Maybe.
Okay.
Because if depending on what he did.
Right. Depending on
if my kid was like that, I watched that documentary about the girl who died, Murder Under the Friday Night Lights or whatever, mm-hmm. one of those. She was like 16 and had 3 DUIs.
Oh, I remember her. Yeah, yeah.
If my kid had 3 DUIs at 16 and I couldn't get him to stop drinking or anything else, and somebody came to me and said, hey, we're going to snatch him out of his room at 3:00 in the morning because we got to start with the scared straight stuff. There's a point where you'd be like, man, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I've tried everything.
I've tried being nice. I've tried being mean. Like, and then if they came to me like these people did and said, look, you can't talk to them. We're going to give you an hour a month because what you've been doing beforehand is coddling them and it's not working. And I'd be like, you're right, man. It's not working. Okay, it'd be easy to sell that.
Yeah, maybe.
But I think I'd be easy to sell that in the same way if you were just super cool.
Yeah. I get what you're saying.
Right, but just tell them, like, hey, you can't talk to them.
Yeah.
Well, why not? Because, you know, this, and then, but really, you can't talk to him because, you know, he's out in the courtyard smoking cigarettes, hanging out. Like, I don't care. Like, the totally absent babysitter with good food.
Bottom line, they need some oversight, though. Right, there needs to be some laws
in place. Of course, The Church of Laszlo.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan-favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
We're doing the news, my man. Five Guys. You like that place, don't you?
I do.
Have you seen the, I don't know, talk, I guess, on social media? It's mostly TikTok, it looks like. People complaining about the prices. It's not just Five Guys, but Five Guys.
Prices are expensive everywhere, man.
Exactly, exactly.
Like $10 for a 12-pack of pop.
This person, I can't believe how expensive carbonated water and pop are. Like, it's crazy, man. At least pop has sugar in it. Sugar costs something, right? But yeah, when but I look at the carbonated water, man, I'm like, Jesus. And instead of 12 packs, now they're all 8 packs.
Right.
So it's like, hey, $5.99 for an 8 pack. I'm like, Jesus Christ, man, for water? And then for pop, yeah, it's like.
I looked at it yesterday. It varies greatly. Like $10.99
for a 12 pack. Yeah, I know. It's crazy. You have to buy the one that's on sale. If something's on sale, you're like, well, I guess I'm drinking Diet Squirt today because that's what's on
crazy.
Sale. It's really crazy how expensive stuff is. But eating out, apparently, it's groceries and eating out that I hear talked about the most when they talk about inflation. Prices at the grocery store, the inflation hasn't come down like everything else for some reason. And then eating out. They said overall eating out cost 30-some percent more now than it did in 2019. 30-some percent.
That's a lot,
and the thing from Five Guys that went viral, and I don't know if this is real or not, but this person posted a picture on TikTok of their receipt from Five Guys. I think they got a bacon cheeseburger, a small fry. I think it said the small fry was like $5, and they maybe got a drink. I mean, it was just the one person eating there. I think their total was like $21, $22, Jesus, something like that.
So I'm just wondering why the food here is so crazy.
One tweet going viral, calling the cost of a meal out of control, apparently showing a $22 price tag for a bacon cheeseburger, regular soda, and little fry.
This is a fast food restaurant. Why is a burger $12.50?
But Five Guys is not alone. The price of eating at restaurants rising higher than the rate of inflation in the last 12 months.
Eating away from home is about 30% more expensive than it was in 2019. But now a lot of these restaurants realize they really just can't raise prices anymore. I think customers are at a breaking point.
So she says even if they lose money, they're going to have to just stop because the consumer's like, look, we can't. We're not paying more for this anymore, especially with social media and stuff like this going viral.
Five Guys to have it delivered, right?
Okay.
Bacon cheeseburger, $13.19.
Jesus. Well, that's, that kid said $12.50, right? Is that what he said?
A bottle of Coke.
Yeah.
$3.11.
That's ridiculous.
That's like a 16-ounce or 20-ounce.
I mean, to get it delivered, too, you're looking at like $40.
Right,
like,
I know. Then you add on the delivery fees.
Jesus.
Yeah. I know.
It's unsustainable.
Just a regular single bottle of Coke. You know, a regular bottle.
This is unsustainable, right? Like we can't.
Well, that's what that woman, she went on to talk about, like, they're not setting the prices. They can't help inflation. But that, at some point, you go, hey, we're losing.
A hot dog at Five Guys is $7.43.
A hot dog.
They're not setting what they pay for beef. Right, they're not setting those prices,
but they are setting.
So they
their
pass
prices.
That stuff on to consumers, and she's
and then a regular fry is $7. So, I mean, this is what it'd be to have it delivered.
Okay.
I mean, I think they charge more, but
yeah, because his small fry was $5 and something. He said a little fry, I guess, is what they call it. It was five something.
Guys,
I don't remember what his pop was.
So I won't do pop because I wouldn't have pop delivered. But,
okay,
and then I'll do an order of fries.
So you're gonna do just the burger and the
burger
fries.
The burger and fries.
Okay. And which
using Uber thing? Eats?
You using Uber Eats or
yeah?
Okay.
Yeah, I take a loan out.
I don't know what it costs. I don't know what the delivery fees are. I never use that. I've used it, but it's been a long time.
It's so much extra.
I have groceries delivered, but I subscribe to
Walmart,
the Walmart Plus thing, or whatever, because I think it says like each time you're getting delivered, the delivery fee, you know, is like $10 that it's saying
it's
you get
like
included.
Five or $10 a month or something. I think it's
well,
like,
that's what I
like
pay
everything
a month.
Over $25 is free. Like.
So
that's what I pay a month. Yeah,
if I do a bacon cheeseburger, fries. And have it delivered to my house. And that's it, right? $30.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
$30.
Yeah. So this guy was dining in and got a cheeseburger drink.
To be delivered.
Right.
There.
It's $30.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. It's crazy. I saw this thing on the news this morning about alcohol deaths rising and have they been, you know, they've been going up, and it started during COVID. Well, during COVID, I understand. I also understand now, though. Because I got to assume that a lot of people who felt like they were in the middle class now no longer feel like they're in the middle class. Can't do the things that they used to be able to do.
Yeah, you can go pick up your food. I'm just telling you, it's $30 to have it delivered. If you go there, it's $25.
Yep.
It's $23. That's for just a burger and fries, nothing to drink.
That's insane.
Yeah, because you get a regular fry.
That's insane.
Yeah, his was $22 or whatever. So that's not just in Alaska.
Right,
price.
And at the delivery cost is higher. It is higher, but it's not that much.
And that's not just them, though. We should, like we said, we could look at other restaurants. I saw.
I went to Chipotle the other day, and it was like $18.
They talked about Chipotle
burrito bowl.
And they mentioned them
$18 for burrito bowl and a drink.
Well, and then wasn't it who was talking about doing the price surge in Wendy's? Right,
Wendy's.
So they're still talking about this. Now they're trying to offer what is it?
Went back on it.
They did go back on it, but then they said that they were still dealing with the ramifications of this bad press. So now they were going to start offering like $1 cheeseburgers or something like that for the month of March. I don't know exactly what it was. Don't quote me. But that this had been such a big deal.
You can't be
but
doing this.
Everybody. Is dealing with these high prices. And, you know, fast food we talked about a couple weeks ago because that was apparently the thing on TikTok. Everybody complaining about how much it costs to eat fast food. But it's not just fast food. Apparently, it's everywhere. We don't go out and sit down to eat much, so I don't know what the prices are like there. Like, you know, going out to Chili's and feeding two people, is it $100 now for a normal? I don't know. I'm asking. I really don't.
This is just on their website. So for people who are like, you know,
you did
the Uber Eats or whatever. So let me do. I'm just doing it from the website.
From Five Guys?
Yeah.
Like you're going to pick it up in store?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
I got tacos last night. We got 8 tacos for $23. They're the little tacos. But it's
8
one of those local
tacos for $23?
$23. It's from like a good taco place.
Okay.
But still.
Okay.
Like a, you know, like a local kind of. But
it's horrible, but.
It's still quality for sure, but I was like, man, $23 for, you know, we each got 4 of these little.
And I can't believe that. They're literally insane for a burger, fries, and a drink. About $23.
So for a burger and fries and me going to pick it up, $19.85.
You didn't get a drink.
No, I didn't get a drink. Just a burger and fries. I go pick it up. 20 bucks.
Yep.
Who could afford that?
Crazy. Well, somebody. I mean, people are doing it, but it's become a problem, obviously, because people are talking about it. I don't know what you do.
It's a $20 burger and fries.
Yeah. They say, oh, inflation has come down to this percent. We're down to 4.5%, 5%, 6%, whatever it is. I'm thinking, well, but just look around. There are so many people, especially because we live in an era of social media, you can see people showing you these things, even if you haven't experienced it yourself. Just like this Five Guys thing, if you don't believe it, you can go look it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look at how much all this stuff costs.
Is that a $5 milkshake?
Exactly. I mean, you know, I know that's what. We're talking 30 years ago now. Mm-hmm. But I'm old enough to remember when that line
that's
made
a
sense.
Steal now.
That line made sense. I was like, did you just pay $5 for a milkshake? I can't. Where do you find a milkshake that big for $5 now?
No.
I don't know. Maybe there's a diner somewhere that would sell you a cheap, big milkshake like that for $5, but it ain't cheaper than $5. Mm-hmm. There's no way. I mean, think about what you pay for internet and cable or your subscription services, all that stuff that we bitch and moan about all the time, too. All of those prices, it seems like they go up every 6 months. They announce another price surge.
It's the point now where you're just paying for cable again.
Yep. And then on top of that, everything has become subscription-based. The rest of it's all subscription-based, so you need software for your
computer.
They first
come out, it's super cheap because they're trying to get market share. Then once they have market share, they raise the prices.
And you run the other companies out of business. Yeah. We complained about it with Uber, right?
That's what Uber
is. There's a lot of times you go to get an Uber and you're like,
oh, man. It's great at first, but they're trying to get market share.
How many times have you gone to get an Uber and you thought, I'm pretty sure I could have got a yellow cab for this?
I could have got a cab for this.
Yeah, exactly. But that's exactly how it works. So, Lazo, Dartmouth men's college basketball. They have voted to unionize. Now, in NCAA, obviously.
I just went to Chili's just so you.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Because you said that. I just ordered one ultimate Cajun pasta.
Okay.
For me to go pick up.
With nothing
$21.
Else? Just that?
Just that.
And now that I think about it, I did order carryout for myself, my mom, and Brooke, the three of us. And it was over $100 with the tip for the three of us. I got chicken fingers. The, I don't know, four chicken fingers or something. And I think, I don't remember what they got. But yeah, it was over $100. It's like, good grief. So Dartmouth men's basketball team has voted to unionize. Now, this thing gets confusing to me because players have the right to make money off of their name, image, likeness. That was kind of the meet in the middle ground deal that players and the NCAA came up with because they kept saying, we have to get paid. We're obviously making you a lot of money. We're risking injury. Some of us will never play. A lot of us, most of us, will never play after college. You're making all this money off of our backs, and you're saying, oh, well, it's fair because you get a free degree.
Right.
When we don't think it is fair. Well, we don't think it's fair trade. So the name, image, likeness was a big deal. But now there's this, you know, is name, image, likeness enough? And I'm trying to understand when a player becomes an actual employee of the school, as opposed to just being able to make money off of their name, image, likeness.
Right.
I don't think
things.
That if, you know, NIL never said, oh, well, now we're going to make all the players employees.
No,
that's not how it worked.
No.
It was just you can make money off
of
uniform.
Well, then they have to pay them insurance and everything else.
So we're just going to
have. And they, you know, they'd be regulated.
Right.
If you become an employee, thanks to your unions, there are rules.
Yeah. So Dartmouth has voted to unionize. This men's basketball has voted to unionize. And I was trying to understand, like, well, can they do this? And this lawyer was kind of explaining, and maybe someone on Twitch knows more about how this works, but was explaining that these students can probably prove that they are employees of the school. And if so, then they should have a right to collective bargaining.
It's all about athlete empowerment.
Darren Heitner teaches courses in sports law and NIL and says unlike the NIL shift, which has allowed athletes like Caleb Williams, Bronny James, and the Cavender twins to make huge sums of money through endorsements, collective bargaining has the potential to lift all athletes.
You could have an athlete who earns absolutely no money in NIL, but if that same athlete is considered an employee of his or her university, the university can't get around negotiating a salary for that athlete.
So wouldn't they first have to prove that they are employees of the school, though? Wouldn't that be the hurdle? Because right now, my understanding is that none of these athletes are employees of the school or employees of the NCAA. So by Dartmouth voting to unionize, are they just trying to bring a court case to say, hey, you say we can't unionize because we're not employees. Well, we're going to take this to court and prove that we are employees.
We are.
Is that what will have to happen? Because you heard them say name, image, likeness is great for some of these big names. I'm sure it's great for Caitlin Clark and great for that gymnastics girl. But for a lot of players, they may not make money off of that. Now, Lazo, you said something the other day, though, about how name, image, likeness has that they do pool some of that money and that other there players will get collectives. Access to that? Okay, and is that just certain schools or?
No, I think everybody has a collective.
Okay, because they're making it sound like some companies don't make
that
any money.
Don't really work with. Well, no, the collective would be like, the school doesn't do it, but doesn't pay them directly.
Mm-hmm.
The school can't pay people directly.
Right.
But a collective would be like, hey, let's get all our money together, and then if there's, then we'll pay the players.
Okay.
And they would be in charge of doling out the cash.
And so are there players that have been getting paid who don't make money from name, image, likeness because they've been getting some of the shares from these collectives? Or as of right now,
But I guess what I'm saying, those collectives are name, image, likeness.
It's just for the name, image, likeness. So yes, it's still
that's
those same
it.
Players
the collectives
who are,
still under name, image, likeness.
So
right?
I wonder what the percentage is then of players who
work direct deals?
Who make money, who've made money as college players.
A ton of them. All of them.
All of them have
well,
any money?
Because yeah,
this
I
thing
mean,
was making it sound
them.
Like a lot of them don't make any money.
I'm thinking of NFL or college football in and of itself.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I shouldn't say all of them, but probably most of them to some degree. Maybe not that much.
But you think that most of them have got some sort of name, image, likeness deal?
Yeah, some sort of cut, $5,000, something, at the low end. You know what I mean? At the really, really, really low end. Maybe there's some people who didn't get any, but, they were saying that Caleb Williams made $4 million last year.
Yeah, well, they talk about the group of these people who made a lot of money, but they act like it's a small group of people.
I think
the
problem is, the NCAA and college basketball. This has nothing to do with them figuring out whether to unionize or not. But the name, image, likeness thing was always a good idea. It was always a good idea. You get paid on your name, image, likeness. It's that winning means so much when left to their own devices. It's amazing to see the universities get so mad. This name, image, likeness is out of control. This name, image, likeness is out of control, right? We got to stop it. And those same people who are complaining about it, then pay people $2 million because they're like, well, we got to do it
right,
or else we'll lose. It's mm-hmm. like, well,
out
no.
Of control. What's
you
out of control?
Like, right. It, you guys, you, it, it's... name, image, likeness was never meant, I believe this, was never meant or at least thought of. And I was a big proponent of name, image, likeness for years. I told you that. Like,
yep.
Let them go down to the car dealership mm-hmm. and make $2,000 for doing a commercial. Leave them alone.
Yep.
It was never meant to be we'll pay you $2 million to come to this school. That's where it got crazy. Texas A&M and everybody was like, the person hasn't played yet.
Yeah.
And they're like, we'll give you $7 million to come here. That's where it got it, because it should have been, once you come to the school, we'll have people at the school who will help you find deals with the local pizza place or the car dealership or hell, if you're really good, Ford Motor Company or whatever, right? But not, hey, kid, you're really good and you're in the 10th grade. I'll give you $27 million to come to Texas.
Yeah.
They just can't stop themselves. They literally can't stop themselves.
Yeah. And they're saying, this...
And that, right.
This
and they've been doing it forever. There's always been a bag man,
mm-hmm.
And it was just in the parking lot, Right. Now it's out in the open, and everybody can do it. And that, inducement to play is supposed to be wrong. You're not supposed to do it, but they do it.
Yeah. Well, I think the days of the NCAA being able to say that these players are all amateurs are probably coming to an end. Because the name, image, likeness was a way for them to still say they're amateurs, while hopefully getting them, making them happy with some.
Well, that's why you get these crazy things now, because there's just nobody in charge. There's literally nobody in charge. I say the NCAA is in charge, but they're not in charge. They found out that Tennessee was doing all kinds of violations, right?
Okay.
And they're like, hey, we're going to put these penalties on you. Well, then the senator in Tennessee, who loves the Vols, right? And by the way, it happens in every state. Every state.
Mm-hmm.
They say, oh, really? You're going to sanction our football team? Well, sue your ass. And then the NCAA is like, well, we'll lose.
Okay.
We'll lose. And like, yeah, goddamn right you'll lose. So there's no punishment. So think about this. There are people, right? So Jim Harbaugh got in trouble for buying guys cheeseburgers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then maybe lying about it, maybe, I don't know.
I recall that.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So he gets in trouble for that because he paid them. He bought the cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
Okay? That's what they say, right? He says he didn't, but that's what they say. Let's just say he bought the cheeseburgers. That is a violation, right?
Yeah.
That can get you suspended. But people are literally driving up to school to sign their letter of intent to play at USC or whatever in a Lambo.
Yeah.
It literally happened this signing period where the guy drove up in a Lambo. That's legal.
Yeah.
We've just got, again, we've just become so dumb. We've just become so dumb that we can't stop ourselves. We can't help ourselves. And then you have this entity, the NCAA, that literally has no juice anymore. But how do they try to stay relevant? Well, you bought them cheeseburgers, so you're suspended. What? Well, you're not allowed to do that. So they have to be really hard on the dumb stuff because they can't do anything about the big stuff.
Well, and if these kids win, I mean, would the players be employees of the school or of that's my understanding, right? They're not going to be employees of the NCAA. They'll be employees of the school.
Okay. Right. And they'll get paid.
And then the school would have to say, hey, you. I guess we have to pay in. We have to get you health care, and we have to do those things.
Workman's
and
comp.
All those things that are required by law. And the students are saying, yeah, because we can be students and employees at the same time.
Right.
Yeah. So, all right, we'll take a break.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. Have you seen any images of the new Clippers arena? I know you were showing me mock-ups of what the A's want to do, right?
I didn't see the new Clippers.
Well, there's a picture here from the top. I mean, I saw some other pictures. That's just an aerial shot. You can tell it's kind of new and futuristic and cool looking, right?
Yeah.
But supposedly it's supposed to be really nice. I think they said it's like an over $2 billion project. Not totally done. So, you know, getting like a private tour, that would be kind of cool. But if you're going to, you know, break into the place, you're risking getting in trouble. And if you're going to break into the place to give yourself a private tour and then film it and put it on social media, then you're almost certainly going to get in trouble. But these teens who want social media clout thought it was a good idea, and it probably worked. I mean, I don't know how many followers they gained throughout this whole thing, but they certainly got plenty of national press. But they broke in, took a look around. What are you laughing at now? Something from last conversation?
Twitch,
yeah.
We were talking. If you want to see us on Twitch, sometimes you can hear us talk off the air. If you're just listening on the radio, this won't make any sense. But Mr. Rim said, your sister got the brain, you got the stinky feet.
That is true. That is true. She's very smart.
And you got
stinky feet. Very true.
Man, that sucks.
Well, she's your half-sister, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we know which side the brains came from.
Yep.
And what side of stinky feet?
Not from the carny side.
Yeah. Well, stinky feet came from there,
though. Stinky feet came from carny, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So these teens broke into Clippers Arena because they wanted to get views on TikTok. They got the views, but they also got arrested.
You're doing it for the likes, and you know you're going to lock yourself into the jail.
You have a moment of TikTok greatness followed by a little bit of misery, and so we don't play around with these things.
Who was that?
A cop. We were just talking though because we had your son on the podcast, right? And we were talking about teens now constantly being filmed and also feeling the need to film everything, right? But within that, there's like this, I don't know, almost like this lapse in judgment where they forget, like, if I'm doing something illegal, maybe I shouldn't film it and post it on social media.
Yeah, but there's no other reason to break in unless you post it on social media.
Very true. Chicken and egg.
Right. It doesn't, I mean, if I just break in, then I can get in trouble and I don't get anything from it.
Yeah.
But now it might be kind of cool. And followers and probably even more. Because now we're talking about it.
Yeah, that's my thing. Is if TikTok or whatever social media app said, "Hey, you broke the law. We're going to shut down your page." Well, then don't do that.
No.
So instead, you get arrested, but then you also get national press. So people are probably already interested to see what this new Clippers arena looks like, $2 billion arena, and you guys were in there playing basketball and shooting off fire extinguishers and doing whatever you were doing.
Arena.
Yeah, new
the
Clippers
LA
arena.
Clippers.
LA Clippers, and you got your video. You know, you did your jackass stunt, and it worked.
And even if they did, even if, TikTok said you got to take it off, you still got the video. You
got
it back up later.
Exactly. They've got the video. I'm sure they've got copies of the video, and they got the photos. I mean, hell, if they don't, they're online. I don't even have to get on social media to see pictures and videos that they took because they're on every news outlet that's talked about it. So, you know, all these people saying, hey, they're idiots for doing this, but are they?
Right.
Because,
the
they got what they wanted. Yeah, that's the trade-off. And maybe they don't get caught.
So risk is worth reward.
Yeah, that's
like, do you just call somebody an idiot who robbed a bank? I guess, but I mean, it's risk versus reward.
Well, it says that they could face up to 6 months in jail. Yeah, they say
small
that.
Time.
They say that.
Small time.
6 months. Yeah. Well, then you know what? Film yourself in jail.
Yeah.
Do a TikTok.
You probably have to do 90 days of that.
LA.
How many followers did you get? How many likes? How much did they pay you for that?
Yeah. 6 months in jail and a fine of up to $1,000. Whenever it says this much jail and a fine of up to $1,000, I know that that much jail ain't happening. Because those two things don't belong together.
Now you can start a GoFundMe.
Yeah.
You got to see all these pictures, and I got to do this time. So GoFundMe.
Yep. And if you get a six-month sentence, you'll do a month
days.
And a day.
90
I mean,
days.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, maybe. I see people all the time.
A day for
they
a day.
Say you got 8 years in prison. They serve 2 years. I guess it depends on how crowded the jail is. But if you get in trouble for just about anything, trespassing, which is what this was.
Right.
I got in trouble for trespassing when I was a kid. The cops said, you know, well, we're going to report this. And I had to beg do the whole, please don't tell the owner of this property that we trespassed. And the guy was saying, even then, this was, you know, 30 years ago, however long it's been. I was like 16. He said, it could be $1,000 fine. And there was some sort of jail time, 30 days, something like that. And I'm thinking, I don't want that. Because he's saying, you know, the property owner is tired of people trespassing. So he started to press charges. And I'm like, please, please, please don't tell. Looking back, that cop knew I wasn't going to go to jail.
Of course.
I wasn't going. Even if the guy had pressed charges, maybe I would have got fined. I don't know. But I feel like if you're actually going to face jail time, if you're going to do jail time, then the maximum punishment to begin with has to be more than 6 months. Anytime the maximum punishment for something is 6 months, you're not probably doing any jail time. You're probably not even getting fined. Bowflex, man, for people our age, Lazo made a lot of money off Bowflex.
I did. I invented it.
It was a good invention, and a lot of celebrities had it in their homes. You watch 90s movies, you see it all the time. Everybody had a Bowflex. The funnel cake maker.
And the Bowflex.
And the Bowflex.
Papa?
sitting on a couple of gold mines.
Yep.
And look, they had their time
and
their
place.
Start
a pumpkin patch.
Yep. That also very good. Mm-hmm. And the corn maze.
I lost it all gambling them.
Yep. Yep.
I was there. And the car.
Yeah, ooh. Sort of there.
I remember.
You were on the property.
You wrote me a letter.
Yeah, you weren't. Mm-hmm. You weren't
wrote
inside.
Me a very emo letter.
Mm-hmm. Did you save the letter?
I didn't even read it. It started with, I love you, but you don't love me. And I went, okay.
Like, I need to find one of these prep schools.
Hey, Jesus Christ.
There's no
way. I was gambling. Fuck up, kid.
The parents in that Netflix thing did love their kids more because they, you know, spending $76,000 to send your kids.
$176,000.
Or $176,000, whatever they spent.
Yeah.
There's no way your dad would have done that, right? No matter how mad he was, and no matter, even if they were like,
well,
hey, we torture your kids
because
here.
His dad was a good parent. He got,
he sent me to that. Camp in Colorado a few years. That was expensive.
What camp in Colorado?
The one I told you about.
Oh,
we were there for
camp?
Like 5 weeks.
Well, that sounds nice.
He went there as a kid.
The gay transition camp?
Nope. It was a 5 week.
That doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make any sense.
I'm good at, I get it, like a conversion camp.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
Yeah. Mm. It was a gay conversion camp he sent you to in Colorado.
Right.
No.
But let that be proof it doesn't work.
I mean, that was expensive. That was like 5 weeks.
The gay conversion camp?
Yeah.
They can't get that done.
They had
in
a view
five
of the
weeks.
Mountains, though.
Yeah, I had a ton of property. It was fun.
How much?
What?
How much did you say it was?
Oh, I don't know. Expensive, though.
Expensive. Well, the guy loved you, you know?
Well, it's not easy to convert gays.
Also,
it's not big-time work.
I don't think it's easy dealing with his mother. You know, I mean, that's the real story here. I think we don't have to get into it now, but where were we? Oh, yeah, Bowflex. It's going away. Well, I don't know if it's going away. They filed for bankruptcy. They blame
the He went
pandemic.
To gay conversion camp 3 days after that emo letter.
Introducing the Bowflex Power Pro. Bowflex uses patented power rod resistance to give you an incredibly smooth, natural feel for over 60 different health club quality exercises.
Okay, Lazo, I don't know how many of those infomercials you saw, but without exaggerating, I'm 41. I was born in 82. I saw those commercials every day, multiple times for a stretch of quite a few years. I don't know if they were if they played a lot of them on MTV or what, but I'm sure they played them a lot of places. But I really don't think I went 24 hours, really ever, without seeing those commercials. And at night, they did the full infomercial. So when you're flipping through the channels, here's the half-hour Bowflex infomercial. They see at the time, I remember thinking, these things are more than a goddamn car.
Yeah.
They seemed expensive. But it was all about the financing, right? We'll get you 2 years, 5 years of payments as low as whatever. And that was really the first thing like that that I remember seeing. A lot of other stuff followed. Celebrities started coming out. You had the Gazelle. What was that guy's name? Tony something with the Gazelle, where he was running. There was infinite workout equipment after that. But the Bowflex, maybe one that I remember before that was the Nordic Track, maybe before that, or was Nordic Track after?
Around then.
They were around the same time, so I don't know which one came first.
Right.
But I feel like those were the first ones, and then after that, there was some sort of piece of fitness equipment being sold at all times. And then they kept getting, I felt like, progressively dumber and dumber and dumber. So eventually you got to Suzanne Somers. She had the Thighmaster.
Yeah.
I mean, that stupid thing, there was nothing
that
to
was
it.
That was Snow Cone's nickname at Gay Conversion.
That's right. He was the Thighmaster. He's not listening. Those Thighmaster. Yeah. We're going to start calling him that. Man, oh, man. She made like $1 billion off that thing. Anyway, no more Bowflex, or at least, I don't know, it might be harder to get one. Who cares? Hey, Jake Tapper, he says Trump's got an erection.
Colorado Supreme Court, of course, wasn't saying, their official explanation was not they didn't like Donald Trump. They said he participated in an erection.
That's what Snow Cone got in trouble for.
Yeah.
That's why he got sent to Colorado.
Yep. Well, Thighmaster got sent to Colorado.
Got sent to Colorado for participating in an erection.
Stinky feet erection.
Oh, man, oh, man.
Have you ever participated in an erection, Snowcomb?
For sure.
Yeah.
I'm participating in one here in a few minutes. I can feel it.
I'm participating in one now.
I know you are. The guy that played C-3PO from Star Wars. I know Lazo didn't care about Star Wars, but he cared about it. Yeah, the robot, you know. Yeah.
The gold one.
That guy, he's got some cool memorabilia, and he's auctioning it off, and he's got one of the, I don't know how many of the C-3PO helmets he's got, but he's got one from Return of the Jedi, and they said that should fetch him like $1 billion. The guy's like 78, so I was thinking about this. If you're in a movie like that, and you've got stuff that's worth that much money, do you pass it on to family, or do you say, look, I got, you know, I'm a healthy 78-year-old, but I am 78. I'm going to sell this stuff and make a bunch more money. I don't know what he's worth. He's probably worth a decent amount. But if someone says, hey, that helmet's worth 10, 20, 30 million bucks, yeah, I'll go ahead and probably sell it. Here, kids, you can have some of the other stuff. This is from some of the prequels.
You really piss off your kids and bury yourself in it.
That would be
I'm
gonna bury
amazing. Myself in the C-3PO
in
suit.
His will, yeah, yeah, it says he's got to be buried with it and the memorabilia, his actual R2-D2, if he's got one, that's right next to him. He should be buried in his C-3PO. Yeah. How else is God going to recognize him?
With a sidecar that R2-D2's in, that'd
right,
be great.
Right. When he gets to heaven, and, you know, he's like, hey, it's Anthony. They're like, Anthony who? Right. If he's in the costume, he's like, oh, I'm C-3PO. Then, like, oh, yeah, right this
what
way.
Mission? What are you talking about? I've just about had enough of you. Go that way.
C-3PO's gay, right?
That's sort of, yes, that's sort of the...
I think so, right? Yes. Yeah, like we know that? Okay.
Yeah, he's like kind of that...
I don't really think about Star Wars, but yeah.
It was kind of like that talked about thing, and then later on I felt like they sort of leaned into that a little bit more. I love how nerdy our stream is here, because Poncho's over here going, Anthony Daniels. Yes, it's Anthony Daniels. That's his name.
Well, and first thing I say is C-3PO and says gay.
Yeah, but in his defense, if you do is a lot of celebrities' names, gay seems to come up first a lot. I'm not saying for all of them, but a lot of times. So they said he's got lots of things that he'll be auctioning off, or at least quite a few things. But I guess this helmet is probably... Sorry, Poncho, well out of our price range. Well, I don't know, Poncho. I don't know what your finances look like, but they said it could go for millions. So what did I say the Sopranos thing went for? Like $82,000, something like that? This is going to be considerably more. Star Wars stuff is worth a lot. So he's got like some of the hands. There's stuff in there for like 60 grand, or it's going to start around 60 grand. So again, depending on your finances, maybe something will come up that you'll be interested in. Robosexual, Lazo, is what somebody
Robots
on Twitch...
can't be gay.
Yeah.
That's somebody on Twitter said they get very mad.
Yeah.
But why can't they be?
Why can't they be? Yeah, I don't understand that. Like, why can't they be attracted? Do they not have any attraction ever? I mean, what universe? Do every universe has to follow that rule? Whether it's the Star Wars universe or this universe or aliens? Why can't a robot be attracted to, you know, men or women? I guess because the robot can't actually have a gender. Maybe that's it. Maybe the robot, even if it has a guy's voice and identifies as... I don't know. I feel like a robot could be gay.
Well, there you go. James Withers in the Gay Star News wrote, well, my peers couldn't stop talking about Luke Skywalker, Princess Leia, and Han Solo. As a neophyte gay, I knew the real story was about the robots. Gay C-3PO and lesbian R2-D2. Yes, we all know neither had romantic attachment, but the signs were all there for a young gay kid looking for validation in a culture where there was none. Let's take C-3PO, a stereotypical gay man, if there ever were one, from his voice, mannerisms, and those cries of distress. The golden-plated robot was a walking example of a drama queen. As for R2, all butch lesbian. Prepared to repair anything. Went where she wanted. Didn't pay people much attention. Could be a little obstinate. And her advice was always ignored, even though she knew the deal.
But R2-D2 was referred to as a guy.
I don't know that. I'm just telling you that comes from the Gay Inquirer or whatever.
Oh, that's the magazine you were the editor of.
Gay Star News.
Right? Because they found out you were so good at participating in erections.
The Church of Laszlo.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Yo!
Yo! What were we talking about? No. That's what we were talking about off the air.
And that popcorn.
Was, wiener in the trick. Popcorn bucket, yeah.
And you said there is no equivalent.
There was somebody that asked, what's the female equivalent of that?
Yeah.
And they said, I think that they said it was women not wearing panties with a skirt. And I just thought, well, okay.
She's got,
I
mean, a wiener.
That's this equivalent?
Yeah. You know, a little surprise. That's all.
I just felt like the question is flawed because you don't have to, you know, I don't want to get into it. It was brought up because of that Dune bucket at AMC. Did you see that thing?
No.
Oh, they made a popcorn bucket at AMC for Dune that's supposed to look like a sandworm, but they knew what they were doing. You know, I see all these people
what
saying.
What does it look like?
It looks like a big fleshlight, basically.
Did you put your wiener in it?
I didn't go to AMC. People
what?
Were asking on the. On
what
the,
did you just say?
I didn't go to AMC. It
what?
Was sold out. You don't have to worry about it. It was sold out. I didn't go. So I don't know. I went to some mom and pop theater.
And see. They didn't have it?
No, I think it was an AMC exclusive. People on our Twitch stream were saying that they went and couldn't get it because they were sold out. So must have been a hot item. But
the Dune bucket?
The Dune bucket. They knew. They knew. Hmm. That the idea that they didn't know that this was going to get talked about. It's ridiculous. It's a stupid premise to begin with. Like, it's so ridiculous. And then on top of it, yeah, it looks like a fleshlight. They knew. It's a big company. They're aware. Like, hey, This is going to get talked about on late night talk shows, sure. on the internet, everything else. That's good, right? That's what you want.
Yeah.
You got to find, you got to ride that line, baby.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do.
So do people put their wiener in it?
I don't know. People, you know, used to put their wiener. I don't know if anybody had. You think anybody ever actually tried that trick? In the movies,
yeah.
they used to, you know, act like guys would stick their wiener in the bottom of a popcorn bucket. Man, why am I laughing? And have women, hey, you want some popcorn?
Right. Then they
and I'm sort of like, well, can you move the bucket over here a little bit? But
it's such a weird thing because, like, oh, once she touches my wiener in a popcorn bucket, then she'll just stroke me off.
She'll want it.
Like, it's already right there.
That's it.
She's like, well, you
she
tricked
can't
me.
Stop now.
I touched it. Now, it's like some sort of
it's not the rules.
Game. Like, you touched it.
Right.
1, 2, 3, jinx.
That's not
you
the
touched
rules.
It. Now you got to jack it off. Like, right. it's not a rule.
That is not how that works at all.
But I like the idea behind it.
But in
it.
The movies, sometimes they acted like that's how it works. Yeah, I always thought that was weird. Like, you know, and also, how are you doing this without her noticing? Because presumably you're going to have to do this while you're.
No, I mean,
sitting there at the theater, yeah, right? So now you're going to have to cut a hole in the bottom
well,
of it.
You're
going to have
to break a little hole and then put your wiener in it. That's easy.
Right, but you got to put your pants open. You got to get every, you know.
Easy.
Get your fly out of the way.
To the movie.
All those things.
Easy.
Yeah, I guess. And then, you know, just wait for it to get to the bottom of the popcorn.
Yeah.
Or buy a small popcorn so you don't have to wait. Because usually they don't finish the popcorn anyway. You know, you toss the popcorn.
She puts her hand down there.
Yeah. Dig a little.
She gets to the bottom. She wants, you know.
Oh, man, the old wiener and the popcorn. Hey, if you're looking for ideas, fresh ideas when it comes to porn on the internet, I might be able to help you out here coming up. But first, since we're talking about the old wiener and the popcorn bucket.
The old wiener and the popcorn trick.
I think the Oscars are coming up, right? Yeah. Or maybe they happened. They didn't happen. We would have heard about it. They must be coming up this weekend or something.
Okay.
But I saw this article like three different places or an article covering this. There is an organization that tracks smoking in, hold on, I want to get this right. They don't just say smoking movies. They do a report that measures smoking imagery in streaming TV shows and movies and things popular with kids and teens.
Okay.
Now, I know that not that long ago they added that as part of the rating system, which if you're our age... It was pretty funny to see for the first time.
Right.
I don't remember seeing it in the news, so I just saw it pop smoking. Up, and it said, like, you know, depicts smoking. Yeah. I was like, wait, what? That's a thing? I don't know what else they added, but to me, the smoking thing was by far the funniest. Mm. But they're worried about people smoking in the movies, and they said 9 out of 10 Oscar nominees for Best Picture this year feature smoking.
I stick my wiener in Nerds. People are still talking about it. I mean, not people. The Nerds box.
The candy. Yeah. yeah.
I mean, I guess I stick my wiener in Nerds, too,
decent
I guess.
Size of Nerds there. Well, you get in the movie theater box.
Yeah.
Still, you're going to have to get a pretty big box of Nerds, I think.
Not really.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, maybe you can show that to me later. But isn't it weird that they're still worried about smoking in movies?
What
and
do you stick your wiener in?
Nerds.
Nerds.
The people, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah, absolutely. It's the Church of Laszlo. Hey, so guys, serious question.
Yeah.
Pornography.
How about a Swedish fish?
I never liked Swedish fish.
No, never put your wiener in one?
No. I want something that I can, if I'm going to dump all that candy out, I want to be able to, you know, I want to like it. I want to eat some of
it. Sure, I get it.
Milk Duds, maybe, something like that. Hmm. Of your, the porn categories that you've got probably scrolling around on your phone history there or your computer history, which one are you most shameful to admit? Now, the problem here is that if it's shameful to admit, will you even admit
it? No, of course not.
I feel like you will. So, of them, and I, Laszlo might say he's not ashamed of anything.
You ever put your wiener in a Sour Patch Kid?
No. You may not be ashamed of any of them, but trying to think like someone who does worry about what other people think and might be embarrassed about their porn history coming
about
to light.
About a goober?
No. What... which category do you think would be the hardest to explain, the most embarrassing, the most shameful?
Well, I think it's wildly popular, but I think it's the mother stuff now.
You think that's...
Mommy.
That's the most shameful of all of yours? Would be
mommy
the mom
stuff, yeah.
I feel like that seems...
Pretty fun.
Yeah, huh? That almost seems like, I don't know. I don't even know, like rated PG-13 at this point.
It's wildly popular, but...
Right. I mean, the
I'm
milk
with
stuff.
Stern when I heard him talking about it. Like, I didn't even know I had a fantasy... And then they just kept telling me I did.
Well, that's just it.
Right. They
that's
keep why, pushing stuff, and you're like, all right.
That's why
well,
I
what's
like
your
to,
most shameful?
That's why I like to look at these things, because honestly, I'm interested in, are there things out there that I'm unaware of? Because obviously the MILF thing, you can't get away from it. Stepsister, stepmom, and MILF, they tag those under the title of just about every video. But someone said the sibling stuff is way out of hand. The sibling stuff you're talking about, it's stepsister, right? It's,
well, I mean, they have real sisters and real moms and stepmoms.
Wait, they say that too? They say, like, his sister?
He's
doing stuff with his sister?
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like if I see that stuff, it's usually always step. Stepsister catches him, whatever, and then decides to help out.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Sort of thing.
I feel like they've just said that, you know, sex with your family members is fine.
Right. Even though I think it's actually illegal. Right.
Somewhere along the line, porn has been like, look.
It's bizarre.
And it's not bizarre because they have to. They had to be like, man, you guys keep searching for this stuff,
right.
And we're trying to not put it out there like that. But it's everyone does it. We're just going to let you know that everyone does it. So here you go. You don't even have to type it in. You feel weird typing it in. So here you go.
Yeah.
My sister got stuck underneath the bed. Like, it's just there.
That was news to me when you told me about it. And then I did start to notice it after that. Maybe it's something I had seen before and just not realized. But I had no idea that was such a big category, the whole stuck thing. That was the last one probably that was really brought to light for me. But as I was looking through this, one of the top ones that people said was the most shameful is forced orgasm. I don't really know what that is. Do you guys know what it is? Anybody?
The most shameful one?
No. Do you know what forced orgasm is, the category of porn?
No.
I don't either. I mean, I guess I could look it up, but I am at work, but I saw that and I was like, well, maybe that's like a stuck thing. This could be something new.
Yeah, like maybe it's,
I'm trying to imagine what it is. I some sort of BDSM, like you get tied up and then I don't know.
Maybe you don't want to have an orgasm and they make you?
Well, that seems like obvious.
Like what I'm
right?
saying, like if you're a guy, like she makes
right.
you.
Right. I assume so, but why? Yeah. Why wouldn't I want to? You know what I mean?
I don't know. Maybe like you don't want to cheat on your wife, but then she makes you.
Oh, okay.
I'd look at that right now. I just made it up in my head, but that sounds right.
Maybe that's
like
maybe.
She's like, "You're going to cheat on your wife." She's like, "No, I'm not." And then she's like, "Watch you do it."
Okay, so maybe that's what it is. I assume it's some sort of. You have to be tied up, right? You have to be put in. You either have to be tied up or put in some.
Force could be like a guy being like, "No, I want to stay faithful," and she's like, "No, you don't." Right? Or
maybe.
I'm not going to have sex with my stepsister, and she's like, "Yes, you are." Like, I feel like that's pretty reasonable.
That might be what it is. I imagine.
I may have even looked
BDSM.
At it today.
Okay, well, I'll have to look at it later because as of right now, I don't know. But someone on Twitch,
I interest you with it though.
I'm intrigued. Like, just I feel like I've heard those two words together before: forced orgasm. But as I saw it, I was like, you know, I don't know that I.
No, this
what that
says
is.
It's what you make your girlfriend do with those remote controlled panties you brought.
Oh, is that what it is?
I don't know, but that doesn't seem forced.
Well, right. She,
I mean,
shouldn't
put
have
it
to
in
wear.
There, right.
Right. Shouldn't have to wear that thing. Okay, that would make sense, I guess. Okay, someone on here said escalation. Uncle Jesse said that. What? Escalation?
No, I don't know what that is.
I don't either. Now, someone else said, you know, I don't know if you were responding. I assume that you were responding to him by asking if he meant edging. Because I do know what that is, but escalation, like maybe he just got the name wrong. You're like, man, it's such a niche thing because you keep searching escalation when you mean to be searching something else. Because that has become popular in the last, I don't know, 5 years, 3 years, I would say, I don't know when we talked about stuck. You told me about stuck. I know it was post-COVID. I think we were in here alone. So maybe that was 2020 that you taught me about stuck. But I would say that the whole edging thing is within that window. It was not a thing 10 years ago. If it was, I didn't know what it was. Also, horror porn has become really popular.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that's... But is that monster porn? Is that the same thing?
I think so, yeah.
I don't feel like that's so shameful. Saying, you know, that's the thing I'm most ashamed of. That doesn't, I don't know.
But
it's weird.
I would think it's one of those things where, and I'm not kink shaming, whatever. I don't care what anybody says or does. As long as it's legal, I don't care what you do or say or look at. I really don't. Like, whatever, man. Your brain and your mind is a real big place, right? So, and what we've heard of people saying that they're into lizard porn and monster porn with tentacles.
Yeah,
they love it. I just think that when you're done with that, it's not that it's shameful. I mean, it is kind of to yourself, not to anybody. I don't think anybody else cares. But when you're done with that, you're like, why? Why? Why do I like that? What happened? Right? And I think that's the shameful thing.
Yeah.
You're like, it's like, why do I like that?
Yeah.
Why is that where I always end up with, you know, a six-armed alien, right? Like, why? And I think that's what people struggle with.
You know, I kind of grew out of that, though. You know, like you talking about the whole feeling, that sense of shame, and you want to put on the footy pajamas.
Yeah,
and
watch a little cartoons.
Watch cartoons and eat cereal.
Some
and
innocence.
Yeah, which I saw actually an article in like Psychiatry. There's a name for that. And
really?
I don't know. I was like, oh, that's the thing Laszlo's talked about for years. Yeah, there's a name for that. It's when we revert back to childhood or whatever.
I just
want to
reclaim innocence.
You're trying to reclaim some innocence. It's simpler.
Like, man, everything's so weird. I just
want to
eat some sugary cereal and watch Scooby-Doo and pretend like I don't know anything about what I just thought about.
Right. But I've grown.
How
out,
did I get here?
I've grown out of that. Like when I'm done, like, why? I don't really have the why anymore. I don't know. I've just gotten to the point. I mean,
remember your why, and you're like, I don't want to remember my why.
Right. There was a time when I was like, God, I gotta stop. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm deleting all of this,
right.
And I wouldn't ever even consider such a thing now. Like, delete? No, I've been working on this collection for years.
Right.
No, I don't. I really don't get that anymore. Now, maybe it's because I haven't tried enough new things lately. Maybe that's it, and that's exactly why I'm compelled to want to look through this list. Maybe there's something I need to look at,
sure.
Some things that I don't know. But yeah, I had that well into my 20s. Hell, I probably had that well into around 30, early 30s. But I feel like since then, I haven't had that feeling. You still get it? You still have the sense of like, really?
Of course.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think.
And I would normally say, well, maybe I just look at things that are more perverted than you, but I don't think that to be true.
I doubt it.
I think,
right?
Yeah, it's got to be on the same level.
That is another thing. I've gotten more boring as I've gotten older. Now it's also because things become more normalized, right?
Right. Sure.
But I have gotten a lot more boring as I've gotten older. It's a lot of the same stuff, and it's a lot of times actually not even that bad. Just a lot of times, solo stuff or whatever.
Right,
I know you've talked about that, so maybe that's part of it. But
dirty talk, and what she's saying sometimes is probably not for everyone.
Well, no, but
I don't do like a lot. I do a lot of that.
She's
talking, but by herself.
Yeah. Yeah, and she's talking to you, the audience, right?
Well, she's talking to the camera, I guess. I don't ever really think it's me.
I never thought that either.
I always
when
think
she's
I'm
like,
watching
oh,
her.
You have such a little... I'm
I
like,
am.
Well, I don't think you're talking to me, so... None
right.
of, you know, even if I was into this, I don't think it would help, but... or it's like, oh, I know that you love this. Well, why? I'm like, you're not talking to me.
Right.
So, yeah. But some people must be able to get in that headspace. I think they do. That's why they have the seams, Some people are able to believe that it actually is a cheerleader,
I guess. I think everybody looks at it differently. I always look at porno as like, an out-of-body experience, and I'm in the corner of the room. I'm never involved in it.
Yeah,
some people say that like, they see it, they're like, oh, that's like me. I'm not like, I don't put myself in a movie like I'm like that character. I don't do that. I'm watching it from up in the corner, and I'm like, that is crazy.
I like watching it,
but I'm never involved in it.
Right. And I also think to myself, someone else watching this must think differently
sure
than me. They must be into this. But yeah,
but
I wonder if maybe in the future, I'd like to think like that person. Maybe VR and all those things in the future,
I'll
be able to figure that out.
One
make
way
it more
other,
realistic. But
I didn't think it was better or worse. I'm just I'm watching this.
Yeah, I guess like
I'm watching this happen between these two people. It doesn't include me. Where I think, oh, if she's talking or if it's two people, people think of themselves in that situation.
Okay.
I don't.
Now, if you pay, let's say that you went online and you found an OnlyFans model that you liked and you paid her $50 or whatever to say Laszlo, right?
Oh, well, if I
well,
was...
Now that's like a...
Sure. Or if I was live streaming or something,
right.
Then it's me. But if it's just a video,
exactly.
Then I don't
to
think
to me,
about
that's
it.
that's the barrier.
Yeah.
It has to actually be me. Whether or not you recorded this thing,
well, it'd be weird
ago,
because you're
ago.
Not really my mom or my stepmom
exactly.
or my stepsister. So
right.
None of this is real,
right? But
some
of this talk that they get very into, I'm like, well, it's weird that you're into that because I mean, obviously she doesn't know who you are, what you look like,
right.
or anything else. But I really don't think that I can't remember at least the last time that I felt that sense of shame. The only other thing that I saw on the list that I've never heard of was that there's apparently a category of porn where it's like audio only porn. And it can be people that are visually impaired or whatever, but there, a lot of people are into it that are not visually impaired, if that's the right.
Yeah, I mean, it would be like phone sex without.
Yeah, but I guess instead of being involved, they just
listen
to it.
Yeah, I could
and that
find
they,
that.
And that they
fine.
Really like that.
Wouldn't bother me.
Yeah, I could see. Couldn't you see women being into that? I feel like they can. Their imagination's better, What?
Mine's pretty good.
Well, I mean. But I feel like women are more likely to get excited reading a romance novel or whatever because, they imagine.
Yeah, because I don't like romance.
Well, right. You bring up a lot of good points. Okay.
The Church of Laszlo. What'd you ask me?
Nothing.
No, what'd you ask me?
I'll ask you later off the air. I was asking about a cage. I'll ask you
cage?
Later. Yeah, chastity cage.
What's that?
It's not for the air. I'll ask you later. I just I went through it with Twitch. They explained it to me. I'm familiar with what it is now, and I was curious what it's for. That's all.
I've never heard of one.
Well, you know.
I've heard of a chastity belt. So is it like the same thing, only for dude?
For men, yeah.
So you put a cage around your wiener and no one can touch it?
Yeah, or you can't get to it, I guess. Something like that.
Got it.
Denial, they said it's called.
Got it.
Denial. Yeah. But, yeah.
All right. Well, no, I don't have one.
No, that's not what I asked.
Oh.
I asked if, I said I've, it doesn't matter. I
you
felt like
what?
I could, I still feel like I could, you know, even with one of those. I feel like it's
like
possible.
You could finish?
I think so. I don't know. That's what I'm asking Twitch. Like, is it not possible? I don't know. I feel like I could, but maybe not now, but certainly
hard.
In my younger years, I think
well,
I could.
Of course, but not now.
Okay. But it is possible. Maybe that's part of the goal. Maybe that's what people
I
like
don't know
about.
If I could have.
You don't know?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe biologically it's not possible, right? Maybe someone
sure
would say,
someone
no, you
could.
Can't.
Stone Cone can if he's not on meds.
That's true.
Probably. Yeah.
Have you ever won one, Stone Cone?
Mm-mm.
No. Mm. You ever thought about it?
Nope.
Hmm. Well, maybe we'll try that tomorrow. I was, you know, looking for something to do tomorrow. Maybe
do you finish so fast because you always think of gay conversion camp?
Is that what?
Nothing.
Just, I think we're done.
Yeah, we're done.
Yep.
We are?
Yep.
You sure?
Snowcone said we're done. He's the one who watches the Fox.
Did Nikki Haley drop out today?
Yep.
You
said
we're
not
allowed
to talk about
it. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.